What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A cat food conspiracy. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Meow, 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 was both an iconic jingle for Meow Mix cat food and a torture method for the CIA. The CIA has been the center of numerous controversies, particularly regarding its methods of interrogation and the treatment of detainees. One of the most bizarre and unsettling aspects of these methods involves the use of music as a form of psychological torture. Among the various tracks allegedly used, the Meow Mix jingle, a catchy tune from a cat food commercial, stands out due to its seemingly innocuous nature.
Of course it is. It's still torturing me to this day. I can sing it for you right now.
Don't.
Meow, 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 meow. There's an English part, but I don't remember it.
The Meow Mix jingle, with its both repetitive and cheerful melody, was originally created for television commercials in the 1970s. Its simplicity and repetitiveness made it memorable and somewhat annoying when heard on, and somewhat annoying when heard repeatedly.
Somewhat.
That's how it works. It gets
that's
in your
how
head.
Jingles work in earworms.
And
yeah.
Then when you hear it in your head and you're in the store, you're like, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to gravitate towards Meow Mix.
Yeah, exactly.
The CIA, in its quest to break the will of detainees, reportedly recognized the potential of such music to create psychological distress. Music has long been recognized for its powerful psychological effects. In the context of interrogation, loud, repetitive music can disrupt sleep, induce stress, and create a sense of disorientation. The CIA's use of music, including the Meow Mix jingle, was part of a broader strategy to exploit these effects. Reports suggested that detainees were subject to loud music for extended periods and sometimes continuous for days. The technique was designed to wear down detainees, making them more likely to cooperate with interrogators. Evidence of CIA's use of music, such as Meow Mix jingle, mm-hmm. emerged from various sources, including leaked documents, testimonies of former detainees, investigative journalism. In 2008, the ACLU obtained documents through the Freedom of Information Act that shed light on the CIA's interrogation methods. Oh, a lot of these are coming.
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
Light now.
Absolutely.
Now. What was going on in the 70s with the CIA mm-hmm. and the FBI, and mm-hmm. we've talked about use of
mind control,
psychic kind of, stuff. So a lot of this stuff mm-hmm. is coming up. The 1970s were pretty wild.
Yeah.
And interesting and somewhat progressive for the CIA and for America considering.
Yeah. After pitching mind control, I would imagine that pitching the Meow Mix jingle as part of the torture soundtrack is probably like
it's
saner.
Pretty, and it makes sense. I've talked about investing taxpayer money. Can we walk through walls?
Mm-hmm.
Can we become invisible in a
yeah.
room?
Yeah.
Remote viewing is a huge...
Remote viewing, for sure.
Well,
I was even thinking about how they would send animals out. Like, they would
yes.
have animal spies.
The
remember
the
episode
ones,
we did?
Yes.
I mean, nothing was off the table, it seems like.
These documents confirm that music was used as part of a broader array of coercive techniques. One profile case, and I'm going to be saying this wrong, involved Mohamedo Old Slahi, who was detained at Guantanamo Bay. In his memoir, Guantanamo Diary, he described being subjected to loud music, including the Meow Mix jingle, for
wow.
prolonged periods.
I want to know what that playlist is. I want to know what those songs are and jingles.
I do have a list of songs for you. I don't know if it's in this particular case, but mm-hmm. in general. The relentless repetition of the jingle contributed to his psychological distress and sense of helplessness. The use of music as torture raises significant ethical and legal questions. International law, including the UN's Convention Against Torture, prohibits cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment. While some may argue playing music does not constitute physical torture, its psychological impact can be both profound and damaging. Here are some songs the CIA has used or allegedly used for torture. Hit Me Baby One More Time, Britney Spears.
Wow.
Bodies by Drowning Pool.
Mm-hmm.
Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
Oof.
Die MF Die by Dope. Enter Sandman by Metallica. Kim by Eminem. Raspberry Beret by Prince.
All of these are literally on my playlist. Is that, what does that mean?
Rawhide, Blues Brothers. The theme song of Barney and Friends.
Wow.
And White America by Eminem.
I have many songs on my iTunes right now that are on this playlist. Now, granted, you know, I don't listen to them for hours and hours, days long kind of sessions.
You will be a nightmare if the CIA interrogates you.
That's right. Hit Me Baby One More Time.